Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody. It's your host, Samantha, and we are here to talk about October. So if you are going to the Disneyland Resort in October, we are going to go through the weather, the crowds, and what to expect for closures, as well as other stuff going on around the resort during the month of October. So as always, we're starting with the weather. It's typically quite mild and pleasant in the month of October. Highs are usually around 24 degrees Celsius or 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Lows dip down to around 17 degrees Celsius and 63 degrees Fahrenheit in our evening time. It is a lovely time to visit. The days are nice and pleasantly warm, but we're not too hot. I'm recording this in the middle of September, and it is a bit of a heat wave right now. So this is obviously averages, so always check the weather before you go and before you pack. But this is your typical October weather that we've seen over the last few years. Evenings are cooler, which is nice. And because we do have a little bit more of a variation in our temperature going into the fall and winter months, do make sure you have some sort of layer. I always recommend, again, unless it's like, you know, it's going to be like 30 plus or like 90 plus degrees, to bring some sort of like layer, especially if you're there early morning or into the evening, because California does cool off when the sun is either coming up or going down. So keep that in mind for the weather situation. In regards to crowds, this can be one of the busier months because Disneyland peeps really love their Halloween. So we're calling this like moderate to heavy, again, primarily due to those Halloween events. And we're also getting fall school breaks. So for my American friends, this doesn't apply as much. But Canadians, we have our Thanksgiving in October. So a lot of families coming from up here will do a vacation over Thanksgiving break. We're also having, of course, Oogie Boogie Bash, so we'll have people in the parks for those after dark events in Disney California Adventure, which typically will shift some of those people who don't have Oogie Boogie tickets but are in the parks and have park hoppers or are Magic Keys. They'll shift over to Disneyland on Oogie Boogie nights once the park closes around 6 p.m. to all of the other guests. So that is something to also keep in mind, is that the evenings can be a little busier in Disneyland on Oogie Boogie nights because everybody else that doesn't have tickets for that is getting kicked out of DCA. So keep that in mind in regards to crowds. Like I said, October does tend to be a little busier. I know the September has bumped up a little bit, just with, again, the more fall Halloween theming, and that will typically track until the end of October, and then we'll see a dip again in November, and then everything will start to tick up again as we're heading into December and the Christmas holiday festivities. Okay, so let's talk some of our closures. So as of course mentioned, Tiana's Bayou Adventure will still be closed for the month of October unless we get some miracle and it opens early. But the opening date for that is November 15th. So for my people who are like, what's that? That's Splash Mountain's new theming, basically. They redid the whole outside of Splash Mountain, redid the entire inside. So now it is Princess and the Frog themed. And that will be opening. The date we have right now is November 15th. Haunted Mansion already has its holiday layover as it was. They basically opened it with the overlay when they opened it in August. However, for the foreseeable future, it will be virtual queue only. What that means is that you have to go into your app at either 7 a.m. or at noon when the virtual queues open, and you need to join the virtual queue at those two times to get a boarding group for you and the people you are with. There is no regular standby and there is no usage of Lightning Lane multipass. And I'm assuming that's the same for DAS. I'm not 100% sure. So ask your cast member when you're getting your DAS passes if you use that. There is no other way to go on Haunted Mansion Holiday. You have to use virtual queue. From what I'm hearing, it's not selling out right at 7 a.m. So you have a smidge of wiggle room if you want to get in that first chunk of people at 7 o'clock in the morning. But make sure you're kind of in and around, especially if it's really important to you. Or make sure you're right on it for that noon opening of the boarding groups. They keep switching which direction the line is going. At first they had, because there is still a line for virtual queue because they have to scan your app. Initially, they were sending you towards Critter Country, now Bayou Country, or towards Splash. And it seems in the last week or so, they've flipped that. So now people are waiting in line along the construction walls down towards Tiana's Palace and Pirates of the Caribbean. So if you see a line, double check what it's for. People at Disneyland will tend to just stand in a line, even though they have no idea what it's for. And it might not actually be for something. And sometimes cast members will dismantle lines if that's not where they want people. So double check, make sure it's the right line that you want to be in for that. Bayou Country is now mostly open. Hungry Bear still doesn't have an opening date yet. However, you can see a lot of the retheming that they've done to the Hungry Bear Barbecue Jamboree. So it is going to be a barbecue joint. If you're going in October, there is a chance it could be open when you go, but we don't have a date as of yet. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is now once again open, as well as Pooh Corner. However, the second half, or the farther back half of Pooh Corner that is now being rethemed to Princess and the Frog, is still closed. Same with what used to be the Briar Patch, which will become Ray's Berets. That side of the side that Splash Mountain is on is all still closed. But you can now go into Bayou Country, which we actually weren't anticipating. Some of us thought it was going to be closed until the whole thing was done. But you can go down that way now as well. Monorail should be back open. Disneyland Railroad, however, is probably still going to be closed. They're doing a very large project with replacing the track. So that closed on August 5th and probably won't open until November, because I think they said 3 month chunks is what we've been told. Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is still closed. I think the anticipation for that is opening in the new year with the new Walt Disney show that's going to be alternating with Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Dumbo will be closing on October 1st. Jungle Cruise will also be down for the second half of September into October, but it is anticipated to open on October 3rd. It's a Small World is closed as of September 16th. They are just doing the normal light holiday festivity lights that they usually put on. So we don't have an opening date right now, but that should be opening. I think it usually takes 2 to 3 weeks. So depending on when you go in October, it'll probably be open. They have been closing Tom Sawyer Island here and there a little bit. It sounds like they're doing some stuff. So as of right now, there's just a closing in September, but keep your eye on that in the calendar. That one can be hit or miss. Also, World of Color is closing as of September 9th with a TBD opening. Sounds like they're doing some stuff just in preparation for the holiday show. So that could, again, also be open in October. We'll see. Downtown Disney is pretty much operating as it has been for the last year or so. There is a lot of construction going on as they're kind of revamping Downtown Disney and building a lot more buildings towards the back. As of right now, I don't think anything's really going to be changing. I know that the old Marceline's Confectionery, which is now going to be the Disney's Wonderful World of Sweets, is expected to open in the next few months. But in regards to a lot of the other stuff that they're doing, there hasn't been really any opening dates applied to any of it. There's a lot of stuff happening, so we will have to wait and see about that. Of course, a reminder that on Oogie Boogie Bash nights, Disney California Adventure will be closing early. There are 27 nights this year, so if you are unsure if you will be getting kicked out of DCA early, the hours will list that there is an after dark event or like a private event on the app and in the website, and it'll tell you that it will close. I think 6 p.m. is the typical closing for that. Oogie Boogie Bash participants, however, can begin, will like kind of begin entering around 3 p.m. and they can start doing some of the stuff that's explicitly for them. So that is when you will typically see an uptick in crowds at DCA on an Oogie Boogie Bash night. The canoes are open again with the opening of Bayou Country. So if you want to hop into a canoe and row yourself around the rivers of America, you can now start doing that. Also, they have the Plaza de Familia happening over in DCA as well. That's not exclusive to Oogie Boogie nights. That is, everybody can experience that over at Disney California Adventure. And that is back in front of, I was going to call it Paradise Pier. It's not Paradise Pier anymore. It's Pixar Pier. In front of the bay where they do World of Color, kind of around the next to Goofy Sky School, you'll see like a little back portion there. And that's typically where they'll do the Plaza de Familia. Also, keep in mind that during the Halloween season, it'll be the Halloween Screams projection show during the weekends, typically with the fireworks show happening on the weekends. Fantasmic is still happening. It's 2 times a night most times. Again, do double check with that because sometimes they will only do it once depending on the amount of people in the parks. And of course, with the Halloween time season, there is a lot of different foods and themed foods that you can try, different flavored churros, a lot of different cold brews that they have flavored around the parks. Cars Land does get quite a bit of a overlay. Actually, the whole land gets an overlay, and all of the rides except for Radiator Springs get an overlay. Remember that Guardians of the Galaxy will turn into Monsters After Dark into the afternoon. So if you're on the app, you will actually see it as 2 different rides on the tip board, and you can actually technically get Lightning Lane for both because they're different, so keep that in mind. It is a little bit scarier than the original Guardians of the Galaxy, so keep that in mind if you've got littles that like to do that ride and are old enough to do that ride. Of course, remember that we've got our giant Mickey pumpkin on Main Street to take pictures with. There's also Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit, which is like a little hunt around the entire resort looking for pumpkins. The Cars characters will also be in costume to take pictures with. And of course, all of our other characters like Mickey and Minnie do have their own costumes that they wear as well that you can take pictures with them. One more little reminder that they do not do fireworks every night anymore. The pyro has been a bit of an issue lately and it is very expensive. So they've kind of cut back on those. So if fireworks are super important to you, make sure you check the app, which is typically about 6 weeks out. If you go into the park hours, it'll give you the different entertainment options and it'll tell you if it's just the projection show or if it's with fireworks, so you can plan ahead. And of course, last but not least, there'll be lots of Halloween merch that has been out since August, which is absurd to me, but is what it is. There are some more popular things that do sell out, so keep that in mind. And if you are going into October, I would not be surprised if you also see some of the Christmas stuff coming out or already out, depending on when you go in the month. So you can even snag some Christmas stuff if that's your jam. All right, so that is it for the month of October. Of course, things will change. They will kind of throw closures on the list willy-nilly. I will typically repost that kind of stuff on my stories on Instagram, so make sure you're following me there at plan.the.magic.dl, just to make sure whenever they, you know, announce a food all of a sudden that wasn't on the list, or they throw a closure or a refurb up all of a sudden, which they tend to do. Unfortunately, when I record these podcasts, I can't foresee that. So make sure you're following me on Instagram for that, and that should keep you well informed. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.